ברוך הוא העולמי. כבר משה רבינו, שהאלוקים יעננו בקול. That his voice naturally couldn't reach all the people, but he would just speak normally, and I could talk with a ridiculous voice. So, we're grateful for that miracle to happen here also. So we spoke about yesterday. We concluded the topic yesterday, the idea that there's no such thing as a neutral ground. Everything is either a mitzvah or an avera, and things that seem to us to be neutral, you have to define within yourself, and that's very personal. I mean, any individual can determine for himself by recognizing it and bringing close to Hashem or taking it further away from Hashem. Whether it comes to the category of mitzvah. Now he goes to a totally new topic, which is very interesting in yeshiva especially, which is the topic called levels of learning. Different levels of learning. He starts off with ones that are obviously inappropriate, and then he gets higher and higher. So in Chovas al-Vavas, Shara Abudus al-Hakim, Parag Dalet, he says there are 10 levels in people who learn Torah. חויים בתורה כוללת מילים ותוכן לכן לחלקים בני אדם לעשר דרגות במידות שחורות המתורה וכל אחד להכיר באיזה דרגה עומד. I'm saying this now in order for everyone to recognize where they are holding, right? So you'll see the first couple, I think everyone will agree they're not holding there. The last few, I think face to face people aren't holding there, and in the middle few everyone can see where they're holding when it comes to learning. On the lowest level is those people who read like a young child reads when they first learn to read Chumash. They don't understand the words at all. They just learn how to pronounce the syllables. Lo yitkadmu yoter, they haven't advanced on that stage. Ummistapkin ba'amira bli lahavin at ha-tochen. There's some people who learn Gemara that way as well. There's some people who learn Gemara, they just like read. They say, oh, we got to the end of the page. So what did it say? We got to the end of the page. And then they make a seal. What topic was this Masechta on? I got to the end, what do you... you think I remember everything? I don't remember everything. No, what was the name of the prophet? Hey, don't catch me out on these things, okay? I finished the Masechta. So that's far-fetched. There's a lowest level of learning where a person is content with reading the words. It's like a young child is like that. Right? A young child is just happy about the fact that he knows how to pronounce the words. That's his joy. At the stage that he reached. He didn't know how to do that when he was 4 years old, and he knows how to do it now that he's 5 years old. So he has great joy in the fact that he can just pronounce the word. Some people, when they learn Gemara, do that too. Ve'enam yodim peru shamelim, ve'idiktuk asafa, ve'hem bebechinat chamor noseh sfarim. They're like a donkey who has a pile of books on his back, and a donkey is walking along carrying books. This person is like a donkey. He doesn't have any understanding of the content of the book. He's just dragging along a bunch of books. So I think it's safe to say, anyone who's arrived at yeshiva and cares about growing, he won't be on that level. Maybe here and there if he's having a hard day and it's a garata, a little bit. But overall, no, I think it's fair to say, and if not, then from now on, it's fair to say there's no one here who will ever, ever, ever read a section of Gemara and know they don't know and be content with moving on. That concept does not exist. If you don't understand, you ask, you look up, there's no concept of having read something. It's bittul zman. Just wasting your time. You're ready, you don't understand, and you're moving on. I'm not saying you have to understand everything, or it could be you have questions on things, that's a different level. But to not even know what's going on, be chalam, and then to say, okay, we read it. Generally, I translate the 3 or 4 words in that whole paragraph, so it's okay, and you move on. Does not exist. Okay, section up. If it does happen to someone, sometimes it happens, you could sit in. But the other tayyir, never move with God. And in an unhealthy manner, they feel pressure. They want to like keep up with the pace of the Mufugah. So they get to a piece where they read, and then the Mufugah says, you understood? And they say, yes. And the Mufugah knows that he doesn't understand, but he just wants to move on. He says, okay, good, you said you understood, let's move on. That's unhealthy, that happens. And therefore that person, even if they're feeling because of the relationship that they feel uncomfortable to say to the Mufugah, I didn't understand more than once, let's say, fine, okay. But then in the evening, they have to go back and find out. In the break, they have to go and find out what it means. They can't let it be, they will continue in the Masechta without having all this. So if it happens, they don't want to rock the boat, it's fine. But at least they shouldn't allow themselves to continue in the next stage without them. That was level number 1 out of 10. Adagashni Shinit. Hemotama Nashim, Amatkidim ala Kriya b'Mifta Nachon, Yisri Kalei Adzikduk, Hamishtadlim b'Ikar Ladat Ketad Amilim Menukadot, Uveiz Otiotim Nechtavot, over Eze Baalei and Likud Vamasoret. The next level of people who are a little more medayek, they want to know where to put the pauses, Right? That's already a level. To know where to put the pauses. They want to know how to pronounce the words. It's important to say the words accurately. They still don't necessarily understand the depth of what's going on. But it's already a huge level. When you're learning how to read, it's a huge level of knowing, like, if this word, question word, or no, that's not the answer. Is this word the end of a sentence? Is this word the beginning of a sentence? Is this word, midarabah? Is that from that which rabba said, or is that part of a bigger phrase? Kimle midarabah mime? I just don't know, like, how is this word used at all? He already cares about something, although it's somewhat of an external thing. Dargosh Tishri. And Hashem Sham Du'al Chosir Diyash Ashtar Kisot HaKodmot. This person number three recognizes the fallacy of levels one and two. ומשתדלים לדעת את נימוקי הניקוד התאמין דרך השימוש בשפה, את שמות, הפעלים, מילות החיבור, איזה מין סמוכות, איזה מין מפרדות, וביצוע העבר והעתיד. This is the person being much more medaic. He's being medaic in words that are future tense, words that are past tense. He's being medaic in if a word was going on the person or if a word was going on the object. In his reading of Gemara is going to be far more medaic. He's not just getting a general idea of what's being said and like loosely understanding it. He knows if this word is a male or femme or female, and he knows who it's referring to in the story of the Gemara. He knows if it's future tense or if it's past tense. Like when he gets to the stage of depth of thought, he'll be in a much solid grounded because he can translate exactly what's going on. There's a huge mistake that people make in learning, which is that as long as they have the general understanding, they can then go and talk about the concept. It's a huge mistake. Because when you're learning, and you're debating with your chavrut about what something means, and someone's idea seems more logical, but doesn't fit in perfectly into the word, and someone's idea seems more far-fetched, but it fits in exactly to the word, who's more likely to be right? The second one. The second one's more likely to be right. Because the first one says something that makes sense. It's not what it's saying in the Gemara. It might be true in some other page, it might be true in one of the Rishonim, they have a different Girsa. It might be true in their own faithful institution they're going to make up one day. That's not what this Gemara is saying. Ah, but what you're saying sounds really far-fetched. Okay, some of the Gemara think you're not expecting. That could be that will happen. But if you know Diuk very well, you're more likely to be accurate with a far-fetched interpretation, but it's exactly what the words the Gemara is saying if you know Diuk of Gemara well. And therefore, stage number three is the person who's already way ahead. He's learned TikTok. He knows feminine, masculine, past, future. And therefore, when he comes to learn, he can be much more sure of himself. That's what the Gemara says. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what it means or the implications are. That's still a long way. But at least he can say, I don't know why it says that, but I can tell you this is what it says. And that's already not to be taken for granted that people do that here. I think here it's pretty sensitive because there are some people who are satisfied with a general understanding of what the Gemara is saying. Probably accurate, probably. But not being able to dice in the words, how you know that it's going on the Marakama and not on the second person in the story. How do you know it's referring to him or him? They're not sure 100% if it's a plural or a singular, that word, and therefore is it going on the ones clearly against or is it going on the ones who currently are holding? They can't tell you that. They figure out from the context of what it means. And they're usually right, but not always. And if they would be able to dice in plural and singular, they would be much more accurate than they would have to. They could save a lot of brain power that they're using on guessing things. But they can say, well, that's just what it's saying. And then they can use their brain power for the more advanced thoughts. Level 4. Building on level 3, as well as being able to medayek in the words, משתדלים גם לדעת את פירוש המילים הקשות, פשט הפשוט, הם חוקרים לדעת איזה מילים משתמשות בתור משל, בדרך השאלה, ואיזה מילים בהוראה עצמית, איזה הם שמות נרדפים, כלומר מילים שונות המתפרשות במובן אחד, ואיזה מילים הם מגדרות מילים אחרות, איזה מילים אין לזה אלה מקוריות, ואיזה מילים יוצאות מן הכלל, איזה הם דמיון הקרב. We're still in the world of Victor here. This is already a person who's going beyond just the I know what it's saying, but they're also trying to compare words. Why did it use this word? Why did he use the word Havaa, and he used the word Sheila? Is there a difference between Havva and Sheila? Does Sheila mean that you're expecting to get the same item back? And Havva means you're not expecting to get the same item back? Why is the Gemara using that word? They're already noticing nuances. It's still digital. still in the world of victim, but they're starting to pay attention to not just what it's saying, but which words it chose to use because of what a message it's trying to give you from what it's saying. Level number five. As well as this, I'm taking what he's saying to the world of Gemara. He's actually saying it in the world of Tanakh. So we'll take it on both of them. Right? He's saying on the world of learning Chumash, learning Navi. I'm taking it to the Gemara. That's more of our main thing, what we're doing here. But it's on all levels. It's on all levels. Shnai Mikros. Reading, understanding, the Medai. Level number five. As well as being Medayek in nouns, verbs, as well as being asking yourself, why did you use this word and not another word? What hint was Hazal or the Torah telling you? Mishtadlim la'vinit omka. They're really trying to get more depth. They ask themselves for it. Does it make sense to me? Is that what he was trying to say? Lachkor eizim ha'milim ha'murot v'yachas la'ashem mishtamshot v'tor mashal kogon ha'dvarim ha'gashmim ha'nifatim v'yar ha'ashem v'yishma ha'ashem v'yered ha'ashem eizim milim mishtot kor ha'atmit. So he is in the context of Tanakh. Strong. In the context of Tanakh, he's saying, in Tanakh there's different levels of reading. And in Gemara also, there's more than one level of reading. And level number five, we only just got the halfway, okay? Level number five is where a person will say, I know there's more than one level to understand what's being said. So yes, I can understand it on a simple level. Pshat. But I also understand there's more depth behind it. There's omik. And therefore, if it's chumish, then what are the words saying? Pshat. And then, is there another way of reading it with more depth? Are there questions that I could be asking to get a deeper understanding? And if it's on Gemara, both in Halacha and Lagarata, I understand the pshat. Is there more depth behind it? Is the story of Agarata very easily? Is it telling me a story or is there a message behind the story? And if it's a story of Halacha, then what other scenarios would come around or be similar to this and how would the Halacha change? Because it's not just a simple Halacha, rather this could be a prime example to teach other areas. This level number five is taking you much deeper already. Only halfway, so I'm feeling I'm getting out of my waters. Obadiah Gashishit. הם אותם אנשים שכן מפרשים את התורה לפי כתב חז"ל בתוך לימוד בשניות הם מבינים קצת כדי לקיים התורה והמצוות הדינים אך אין הם מעניינים בתלמוד מהם מקור הדינים ומהם פרטיהם. This is interesting. Someone is learning Gemara. Gemara could remain a theoretical, non-connected to practice study. This person who we're reading now, level number six, he's someone who does care about halacha. He does want to keep halacha, but he doesn't connect the Gemara learning to halacha learning. For example, he has a halacha seder every morning from 7:50 until 7:20, where he learns Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Brachos. Then he has a separate seder of Iyun and Mikiyas, where he's learning Bava Basra. He in no way sees how you get from your learning the Iyun or Mikiyas to halacha lemaisa. He never looks up Tur Shulchan Aruch in the areas of Bava Basra. He never looks up Gemara Rishonim Shulchan Aruch in the areas of the practical halacha that he's learning. And they remain two separate worlds entirely. So his learning the Iyun is all theoretical. And it's not coming out of the Maisa. We don't talk about someone who's not giving halacha. He's giving halacha. But he sees no connection to the two. He keeps halacha and he learns Gemara and there's no connection. And therefore both of what he's doing is lacking. His Gemara learning is lacking because he doesn't see how to get from the, how it's relevant to him. So what? So I learn all this Iyun and where does that take me? His halacha is lacking. He doesn't understand the depth, the source of where it all came from, why it's so important. So he understands things, but he doesn't have the full picture. At level number six. Learning the Iyun is a tremendous value because it tunes one's mind into the world of your thinking. And at the same time, it should not be disconnected from how I'm leading my life. So practically you're right. On a daily schedule on Karen Blavner, there's no way of doing that. However, it would be very valuable. It would be tremendously valuable if together with learning the Iyun, and maybe even if you have time to get the Bakir, not to take away. This doesn't transform the whole way you're learning. But together with the regular learning you're doing, to look up a Rambam at the end of the sugya. And if you're really fast thinking, you have time to look up a Shulchan Aruch in the sugya. Derech Agav, Rav Kook was so believing in this principle that he instructed to print a set of shas, which still exists today. It's not common anymore, but it was much, when I first came to Shiva, it was very common, which is called Halacha Blura. Have you seen it? The series of this one? It's where on every page of the Gemara, at the bottom of the page, it has Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, which came to that page. We have it, and those of you who are Zahada have it in the back. It's not according to Daf. The Halacha Brura, which is a cook, instruction, is that when people learn, they will see Halacha. And the Maharal spoke fiercely against people who don't do that. The Maharal writes it harshly. He says, what has become of Am Yisrael? That because some printers who in Vilna printed Shas with Tosafot on the side without asking Das Torah, now everyone who learns, they learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot. They learn Iyun. They don't think how that brings Salah Chalamayit. Because if they would have asked me, I would have said they should learn Gemara, Rashi. On the paper, they should have printed Gemara, Rashi, Rosh. Because Rosh has the Iyunim of Tosafot. It's more aimed towards Salah Chalamayit. And the Maharal says, and what that's led to today is there are people who are learning the Iyun who aren't keeping Halacha properly. Because they don't see the connection between the two. And he felt that was a mistake. But we don't agree with the Maharal, that's a mistake. Because we, in hindsight, look back and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashkocha El Yonah, if he let it to be, and that would be the Shas that became the most popular Shas, and that must be what the will of Hashem was with time, meaning it was right for the Maharal to speak up in his time and say, I don't agree with it. And if it would be that that caught on and that became what everyone agreed with and that became, then that shows you that's the will of Hashem. If the Maharal spoke up against it, it didn't happen, shows you that the Hashkocha Kalalis, Hashem's will for the way the world should go, is such that we should be like the Maharashi. It's not a mistake, and therefore today in Yeshiva we don't listen to the Maharal's instruction, and we do based on what the traditional level of healing is from all the years. Kind of that was the right way. But don't, because of that, ignore the Maharal. So you have to recognize the inherent value in connecting your Iyun learning to what does that mean for me, Halacha L'Maaseh, and also in Agadata. In Halacha and Agadata, what does that mean? What was the message of Chazal practically for me? That was level 6. Here I'm not sure where did you hold it. Level 7. Hemotama Nashim Shinostaf Lekola Amur Oskim Gambi Iyuna Talmud Umishtadlim Lilmot Oto Adalat Ilchotav Ach Mebli Lavir Tadvarim Akashim Shabo Mebli Lagalot Mishtara. Now we already have someone who's learning Gemara. He's seeing how the Gemara goes to the Gemara Salah Al-Maisa, but he's satisfied with a simple level of learning. Once he learns Gemara and he understands what it says and he sees what the practical outcome is, he doesn't need to say what was the depth behind it, he doesn't need to say what other possibilities were there, he's not into hakiras, he's not into depth, he's understanding. He's saying, I want to know what to do, I want to be thorough in my learning, so I'll start from the Gemara, I'll go to the Rishonim, I'll get to Halacha L'Maaseh. But if you're going to ask me questions of how does this Gemara conflict with that Gemara, and if I ask a new question which I didn't ask, how would you able to answer it based on what the Gemara is saying, he wouldn't go there. So what? I want to know from the Gemara what to do. So I don't need to ask all theoretical questions if they would have been based on this Gemara what we want to say. That was important to the Chazal, they would have said it themselves. I need to think up new theoretical situations. I don't need to find contradictions in Gemara based on assumptions. Huh? 7 minutes? That's level number 7. They're learning the Iyun from the Gemara, the Halacha. They're satisfied with their level of understanding. They don't feel the need to go deeper and understand more steps. Level 8. הם אותם אנשים שאינם מספקים במידת חוכמות התורה שיספקו בו בכיתות שיפקו לאל אלא אף מתייגעים להבין דברי חוכמי התלמוד לפתור את הסניקות שיש להם את הרצה. Now level 8 is someone who understands Gemara, he understands how Gemara goes to the Halacha L'Maaseh, that if he thinks a question, he has faith in his understanding, and he can't rest with it. He wants to understand Hashem's wisdom, like you were saying before. He wants to understand Hashem's wisdom, and he recognizes Hashem's wisdom. And even if this suffering that he has now isn't relevant for Halakha L'maisa, but it starts Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem. And if he has a suffering, that means there's a suffering understanding the wisdom of Hashem. It might not be relevant for Halakha L'maisa. It's relevant to what is Hashem, and how does Hashem understand the world? How has Hashem given me the ability to understand His own wisdom? That's important to him. And therefore, any status he has, more depth there is there, he desires to speak it out. I can't imagine what will be a high level than that. At this level, at level number 8, he also has an ulterior motive. When he does that, he likes the fact that he does it because it gives him cover. And this person, his action is all correct. His action is amazing. He's doing Halakha L'maisa and he's learning the Iyun. But he's also doing it because he has to get cover from it. But when this person doesn't do Iyun in Avodas Hashem, he's satisfied with his ability to define himself in the Talmud Chacham by saying Chakiras and showing up how much he knows, even if his inner world isn't being developed. And they ignore the inner service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this level. And they don't awaken themselves when they have faults. And they waste their time with learning so many theoretical and far-fetched ideas when right in front of them there's mitzvahs which have to do with Avodas Hashem, which they totally ignore. And there are mitzvahs of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, which they allow themselves to pass over because they don't feel they'll get covered from that. And they're spending all the time in Chakiras, which push them further away from the inner connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that which brings them close to Hashem, they ignore that totally. So now we're on a level 8 out of 10. Faith in Hashem. We don't get to that level. But when Hashem returns, we will see what he's doing.